Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Chris Mack has a better taste in music than John Calipari.
I agree.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You gave Lynn Bowden your credit card number. That's essentially what you did.
And James Strebel.
Texas says Big Rig sucking up.
Yeah. You're damn right I was.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
James, I can see you smiling through the phone like I am, brother.
Yeah, there we go, coach. There we go. Well,
he sounds like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Matt Norlander, great stuff from him. Always love when we can catch up with him. We'll have that up at the Podcast Center here shortly at ESPNLouisville.com, ESPN Louisville app, wherever you get your podcast. 437-9680, one more hour to get you in to the weekend. The 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors, now delivering Cox's Louisville.com. Mitch, coming up in now a little bit under a half an hour, we have the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. It's a short week. I don't know what kind of a week it is for the mixtape. I mean, we got some high-end stuff. I mean, we got some Porsches. We have Diener, who yeah, you know, compared American Pharoah to Mark McGuire.
That's probably my favorite sound of the week.
We had Strebel just be absolutely wooed by Orlando and Tigre.
Several
yesterday.
Clips of those.
Yeah, we have a bunch of that. So,
I like that.
And then the reaction. So, I don't know what to expect from the mixtape today. What time do I need to be out, though? How long of a mixtape is it?
It's, like you said, short week, so not like a super long mixtape. So, if we start at like 5:30, 5:35, we should
we're
be
good
fine.
To go.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a little disappointed because,
what do you mean you're disappointed?
No, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of blank in here. Like, blank was very quiet this week. I didn't hear.
I would agree with that. And I blame the process on that. I gave him two stories that would have got things going. I listen, I'm.
No, I work with the tools that are provided for me.
No, it's not. Mitch, you absolutely do. This is more of like, you should take, like, I just. Last week, it was very heavy blank. This week, it's very light blank. And I'm surprised by that.
He said, well, the biggest issue we have is we get nothing from Ennis.
Right, nothing at all.
None of the producers cut anything from that show.
Even Grossman's over there today.
And that's us throwing Grossman under the bus.
Right.
Nick Valvano yesterday. And then Patty Ice.
Patty Ice, who's in the mountains.
So Mitch did not want to cut sound of Patty Ice from Snapchat, where it was him and like eight dudes dudes weekend.
I can do like Phil Baker and just play it off my phone. Here, let me just play off my phone.
No, I don't know if I want to play it off my phone, off your phone at this point. You think it's a violation of privacy, even though he puts it on probably the most popular social media platform there is.
It was a private, you know, Snapchat.
Well, he's not, like, professing his love to Hannah or something. He's just like, bro, dude, yeah!
Yeah, he's just saying boys weekend.
So if I got, like, super trashed over the weekend and, like, and someone put up a Snapchat story of me going, like, I love Kentucky. Coach Cal's better than Mac. You guys would, like, if someone sent that to you, you play on the air.
We lead with it.
Okay.
At 3:02.
That would be the first thing we did.
Do not understand what we do around here. I'm confused. You know, even Locke, when I worked with him, he understood that the sound of him running, where his kids are going, we love you, Daddy. You know, keep going.
It's so
I mean,
hard.
Several of the people that are hanging around Patty Ice, like, I want to know their whereabouts on January 6th.
I didn't know where you're going with that, but it's better than I can imagine.
All right,
I like that.
There you go.
I agree with you, Mitch.
What if the FBI had posted photos and a couple of those dudes are Patty Ice's buddies in Gatlinburg? Do you rat them out?
Like they had those
437-9680 do rat out Patty Ice's buddy.
Dude, they got those billboards on I-65 North like FBI, have you seen this
have
person?
You, oh yeah.
It was at the Capitol.
It was at the Capitol.
Buddy.
It was some dude. It was some dude in an IUS shirt.
Yeah.
A Grenadier. The Grenadiers. He was in a Grenadier shirt. Well, yeah, play it from your phone at this point. Let's just be bad. It's Friday. We limp to 6 o'clock.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. What are they saying? Boys trip?
Yes.
Yeah, boys
trip. And Pat's like shaking his face as he says it.
Oh, he's prominent.
Pat is, here's what Patty Ice is more than anything. He is so high strung and uptight when he's not intoxicated. But when he becomes intoxicated, he's a fun guy.
He is.
And that's all that I had. That's,
no, you're
that,
right.
That,
no,
thank
it's,
you.
It's,
he is. That's he, it. That
I'm
was
really,
the end.
I mean, I feel like I'm a little bit like that as well. Like, if you, like, I portray being a miserable person. Like, the text line says I'm a miserable person every time, you know, I speak into the microphone.
But you're
but
also
you
miserable.
Get,
you're also, you portray it, but you're also
no,
miserable
but if you
on
get me, if
it.
You get alcohol in me, like, I become, like, the most fun person ever.
I've never been around you, like, while you're intoxicated. I'd like to experience that. I want to.
I was slugging some beers at the Bass game at Sweet Night.
No, you absolutely were. But I don't think that was like full Mitch, like a full intoxicated, having fun Mitch. But you were very loose at the Bats game.
Yeah, last time I got like really drunk was at that wedding, and I was just walking around like a politician, just you know,
yeah,
like just talking with everyone.
That's what I want.
Life of the party.
Texas says the Smokies are Mickey Mouse Mountains. Thank you, you man. Scale the Great Rockies.
I mean, they this Mickey Mouse Mountains. Those mountains are millions and millions of years old.
Texas says, does Hannah's dad go to it? Does Hannah's dad go to the guys' trip?
I wish he would have. That is.
You think Pat has to check in every hour?
Man, I don't know.
What do you think the check-in rate is there, Mitch? You got any opinion on that?
Multiple times a day.
Oh, several times.
Yeah,
well, that's fine.
That's fine. No, I would.
Well, with text,
I would
it's okay.
In.
But I mean, no one's gonna call.
No. My if I'm away or my wife's away.
Well, you're never away. You want to be home.
Well, if
you never want to leave home.
The last time I took a guy's trip, like I was gone multiple days. Kellen was about 6 months old, and we went. Me and some buddies got a cabin down at. Nolin and stayed there
nice.
for a long weekend. Yeah, and I texted the wife. We didn't call each other.
Wow, and you just 6 month old.
Yeah, you just left her with the 6 month old.
Her.
You're like, I did my work here.
No,
oh my God.
No, I asked her if it. No, we had a discussion about it. I was like, hey, me and some buddies are talking about. It was four of us all together talking about going and getting this cabin on the lake. Is that cool? And she's like, yeah, go have a good time. He's fine with it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess Keon Brooks has a media availability. Kentucky's doing the travel around the state, and Keon's one of the leaders.
Satellite camps.
Satellite camps. Yes, that was a better way. Sorry, the travel around the state. Yes, that was a much better way to put it, Strieble.
I had a media credential for that, by the way, today.
Why didn't?
Because I did the show.
Well, how did that happen?
It's like Jason Markham emailed me.
Where was it?
Today it was in, I believe, Elizabethtown, E-Town.
Why didn't you tell me? You could have reached out to Eric Lindsay, and we could have done the show from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait, there's no way in hell I was driving to E-Town and back.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Or
like
you just go down there and you connect, and you know.
Well, I didn't want to miss the show.
Like, you can still do the show. Andy could have given you the equipment.
Yeah.
It was like at 4 o'clock. I didn't want to do, you know.
Media for what? What were you going to do?
Staying around.
That's what I figured,
Look at the basketball players.
He says, quote, from the speculation of him leaving, I don't see why I should have to announce I'm coming back to school, ? I appreciate Keon Brooks trying to play it off. I don't believe that the rumors were totally unfounded. They might be. I might be wrong. Now, I'm not saying that he was ever really, really, really going to leave.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm not totally buying
that.
But
there was something in his head at one point that's like, I want
to
maybe
be
look
wrong.
At some other option. But,
well, given that he's saying he can play it off that way, and there's nothing concrete that's been put out there,
sure.
So I understand it.
But he kind of went against the grain on these things. I mean, we talked about this back when, you know, Lance Ware – you know, said on Instagram, yeah, I'm coming back, and Jacob Toppin and all these things. And, you know, you made the point, like, do we really need a TikTok video of Lance Ware saying I'm coming back? And Keon Brooks right. did the exact opposite. He just, like, stayed. And he didn't have to make an announcement, a formal announcement. He had to do a formal social media
thing. Lance Ware was in, like, a Mercedes, he's like wasn't a Mercedes. He? Like a BMW, something like that?
Something like that,
You
yes.
see, he also has a big leg tattoo now.
He does.
He has a right calf tattoo. Do you know what that is? Like, you know what the shape
I
is?
I thought he had it last season.
Did he have it last season?
He had I thought he had it last season.
Is it a Shaq tattoo?
What?
Chris Mack has a Shaq tattoo. It was a
bad
joke. Oh,
he does. Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot.
It was a poor joke by me.
Also, we need to tell Strebel what car Devin Booker was driving last night.
Oh, it was like an old Buick.
Yeah.
Really?
Like an 85 or 90.
Yeah, it was like a badass, like, 1980s Buick.
One of those big boats. Yeah. Like big boat.
It was in good shape, though, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Good for him. that's not at all.
Life seems good for him.
Yeah. I think dating.
You think he's a good-looking guy?
Who, Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister loves him.
Really?
Yeah, she, like, bought a Devin Booker jersey.
Ugh.
Wears it around. The Suns one, not a.
Did she go to UK?
No, she went to U of L.
She's still single?
Yeah.
Yes. We asked last week. Yeah. That needs to be Mitch. At 5:13 every Friday, I want to ask Strebel that.
Okay.
We won't remember this.
No.
Just randomly every Friday, I want to ask. I don't care if we have someone on.
Right.
We could have Chris. Well, we could have Chris Mack. We have Scott Satterfield on, and he's getting ready to tell us, I'm going to South Carolina. I would pause him and say, Strebel, is your sister single?
Yeah, that's fine. I have no problem with that. That's fine. But, yes, Devin Booker's a good-looking guy. Yeah, 100%.
Who's a better-looking guy between him and Michael Porter Jr.?
Ooh, man. I'm
still going Booker.
I'll go Booker. I still will go
Booker. Weren't there, like, college students that would lick his car?
Yes, they licked the handle on the outside of his car door, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Wait, tell us that story.
So there was
I remember this story, but I don't remember any of the particulars around co-eds in Lexington.
Yeah.
In fact, Mitch put this up. Do you remember the story of UK co-eds licking the door Devin Booker's door handle? Bet Rivers, I think, would be proud that we're putting that up
yes,
on the poll.
They would.
At ESPN 680. Go ahead.
But no, all I remember was that. He was being interviewed, and they, like, asked him, like, what's the weirdest thing that Kentucky fans did or whatever. Like, how crazy are Kentucky fans? Along that vein. And he was like –
Was this KSTV?
I really don't remember.
Should I reach out to Beisner right now?
Maybe reach out to Beisner and ask
him. He's probably listening to, like, a Blink-182 album
or
something.
He probably would be. Or you know, going through Cal's mail.
By the way, Mitch, if we can do this, if you could email me and make it easier, please send me the Orlando Antigua – stuff. I'm going to send that to Beisner.
Oh, really?
And I am going to, in the next week, if they're in town, confirm that Calipari hears that.
Oh, great!
You being wooed by Orlando Antigua,
yeah.
I am going to do whatever I can. I'm going to work my hands to the bone. Is that the same?
Yes, hands to the bone. Fingers to the bone.
Fingers to the bone.
Yes.
To see if John Vincent can hear that.
I want
to
hear it so bad.
Okay.
Thank you,
Done.
Andy.
I'm going to try. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A preemptive thank you to Beisner. But he was being interviewed. Like, what's the craziest thing Kentucky fans? He's like, there was a thing where some girls were licking the handle on my door of my car. And... You know, I
feel like that's BBN. I feel like
BBN.
If you asked
yeah.
me to come up with, like, a top 10 list,
right.
I feel like that would be some. It wouldn't be number one or one through five. There's many different things.
Right.
There's you know, many different
tattoos
things.
Tattoos.
Showing
yes.
up at Louisville events in your Kentucky shirt.
Right.
There's many things we could go through.
Or getting you know, the 2021 NCAA
yeah.
championship tattoo on your arm before the season even
the videos,
starts.
The couple websites here, the video's been taken down.
Of the girl licking his car?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely a thing.
It's not a bad look, is it?
For him? No, it's not a bad look. For the people that are doing it, yeah, but for Devin Booker.
Is it a bad look for the young, if there were multiple young ladies who licked the door handle of Devin Booker's car? And, like, is that something you would want off the internet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I'm sure at the time they thought it was funny and cute and cool. But then, you know, he's been in the league, what, now? Like for five years, six years, whatever, how long it's been.
Yeah, and now he's dating Kendall Jenner.
Right. So it's
and he used to
like,
have UK co-eds lick his car.
He had that, what, Dodge Charger, was it, or a Challenger? Had the black and had the red trim.
Oh, yeah. He was styling and profiling for sure.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
But, yeah, I mean, that's something that you're 20 years old and now you're 26, 27 years old. Like, yeah, I don't need that anymore. Take that down. That's embarrassing. Especially since he's moved on. I'm sure they've moved on with their relationship they're in. It's just like, I don't want to. There's things we've all done that we just don't want to talk about.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, too. Yeah, there's a bunch of pictures. So this was a thing.
It was a thing, yeah. Of people, not people, but women licking.
What would you say to your daughter? I know that's putting you in a terrible spot. It's what I would have asked Locke back in the day. You pause, you're frozen. Like, what do you say there as a parent?
It's just one of those things where it's.
Because if you send your daughter to Kentucky.
Yeah.
This is hitting the internet.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is all over the internet.
I would say that, like, honey, it's harmless. Like, you're not hurting anyone, but it's still stupid.
But it's stupid.
It's stupid. It's just a stupid thing.
You got to think about your future while you're in college.
Now,
have fun
in the
precious present, as Rick Pitino would say.
Yes. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
But this isn't anything that's going to ruin anyone's career.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not. It's embarrassing. It's stupid. You know, later in life when you have kids and they have the internet and they look something up and they see mom licking the door handle of a college basketball player's car, probably not the best thing, but it's not going to ruin your life.
Mitch, what if your sister went to Kentucky?
Okay, and?
Well, no, and this happened.
And this happened.
Yeah, like if Kentucky
she goes licking cars?
Like, okay, who is?
I call her an idiot.
Like, Ty Washington's really good this year.
I was trying to think of last year's team.
Star.
Who was good on last year's team? Speaking of, by the way, Jeff Goodman, not Gordon, Jeff Goodman, has B.J. Boston going in the first round, like 23.
Really?
23.
Potential.
I guess.
I saw.
He's 6'8". I don't know. Whatever he is.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, so Mitch, would you call her stupid? I mean.
But we would all see the photo.
We would. And it would be all over Twitter.
I think Mitch would.
I'd be embarrassed for her.
Yeah. I think you would be bothered how much it would get brought up.
I think it'd anger you, honestly. I think you'd be mad about it because we talk about it on the show and texters would do
their
thing.
Let me ask you something. If one of these young ladies in the pictures I'm looking at licked the car and you were going to hire him at your school, would you rat to the Archdiocese not to do this because of the licking incident?
No, absolutely not. Everyone gets passes in life. You don't have to, you don't have to drudge up all these internet things. Like if it was a young lady, you know, that was applying for a job and interviewed for a job and I was aware of this, I'm not going to be like, hey, don't hire her.
Did your car ever get, like, chalked in high school or, like, when you're in college?
Chalked?
Yeah. Like, girls would, like, write messages on your car? Or is that just a Callaway County thing?
No one ever wrote a message on my car other than wash me.
You think Strebel's getting love messages on his tires?
It happened to me once.
Did it really?
Yes.
What did it say?
My dad was drinking in the garage, and somehow he didn't hear them do this.
I love your dad, by the way. Just so you know. Drinking in the garage.
What did they write?
Yeah.
I can't remember, but they chalked my truck.
Well, I thought it was... I don't want to say sexual, but I thought it was something.
Like, hey, you're hot.
Yeah, like, something like. I thought that's the road that we were going on, which is why we stopped.
It wasn't anything malicious. I just can't remember what they wrote. But no, it was a very. I figured out who did it. It was someone I worked with.
Did you like her?
We went on a couple of dates.
Oh.
Okay, so there's one of two options here, Mitch. For me, or just three options. One,
this is all the way back in high school, by the way.
We move on from this
10 years ago.
Yeah,
because it's one. We move on because it ended up not being a good story. Two, we do a deeper dive into those few dates. Or three, we just sit in this pile of pee. In feces of it was a bad story. Strebel's interview.
I mean,
I'll just be brief.
It was. We went on a couple dates, and young Mitchell Hannigan was more interested in a different female who didn't have those same feelings back, and so I pushed this other person aside and ended up not getting both of them. There you go.
I've had that happen.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Wow. I've had that happen. Yep, I know exactly what you're coming from.
I was going to talk about Wes Durham's comments on SiriusXM Radio, but here we are. Yeah. Is that what – you know the only thing I don't have we haven't talked about?
And by the way, one's –
is it going to be the summer of Donnie?
One's ahead, married Mitch. With two kids now, and the other one got married like 2 years ago. So
nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like working so fast.
Yeah. Avoided that.
And look where you landed.
Hey, it shows them.
you showed them.
Sue me.
One's married to some super rich guy who owns like a bunch of tire companies.
He actually works in a coffee shop.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mitch wins.
If we're going to get
Mitch
to the down
all
and
over
dirty.
Facebook.
God.
Mitch is on Facebook more than a boomer.
One works in a coffee shop and is in a band that's not successful. And the other one, you know, they already split.
Oh, and, nice. So you did win then.
No, yeah, I did win.
There you
good
go.
For you, Mitch. There you go.
Texter says, I don't know what. I can't read any of these.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. After that conversation, I bet they're pretty.
I mean,
yeah, they're pretty.
This one had to be for 93.9. You ready for this?
Yeah.
We need to hire Kenny Payne before someone else does. Chris Mack seemed like the guy at first, but he's not it. We all know it. That had to be sent to Ennis and Blank.
Oh yeah, and I bet Blank's all fired
up. We haven't had that conversation all day long. We have talked about the weeping and gnashing of teeth within national college analysts to think that everything's going to die now that Coach K and Roy Williams are gone, and the apocalypse and everything else. And yeah. I totally agree. We had Matt Norlander last hour. I totally agree with him. Like, they're still going to be giving away championships, and guys are still going to be getting all of these wins and sending guys to the NBA.
Going to the Hall of Fame.
Old guard moves out, the new guard moves in.
Yeah, it happens. That's life. And there's going to be Hall of Famers and national championships.
What they really want to say is Tony Bennett's boring.
Yeah, there's no one interesting.
And so is Scott Drew.
Right, and Mark Few.
And Mark Few's at a place that we don't care about.
Right. That's what it is. There are no, like, media stars. And Cal, I mean, love him or hate him, he's a media star. He's very polarizing, but everybody knows who Cal is. Everybody listens when he speaks. There aren't that many guys left in college basketball, so I guess that's why this has been a discussion.
Texas says, why does Mitch say at least he avoided getting married? He's always said he wants to be married. It's a great question. Yeah.
For tax reasons. Now, not, you know, 5 years ago when they got married.
Mitch, I don't know where you're coming up with this, where the government gives you all of this money.
There's benefits when you get married. Also, dual income is awesome.
Streeble, do you need to help him here?
He had to pay taxes this year.
I don't know what's happening with him where he just thinks the government hands you money
once
you become married.
We had to pay the federal government taxes this year. It's the first time since we've been married, frankly, that we've had to pay. So this idea
so it's
that
Biden's fault.
I didn't say it's anybody's fault. I'm just saying that we had to pay. But
you think we're getting another stimulus check?
No.
That's over. That's done. Nope.
No.
That's
damn.
Done. Did you get three?
What did we get, three or four?
Three.
Was it three?
I think you're right.
I think
Trump,
it was three.
I think it's three, but Trump, technically two.
Trump and one Biden.
And then one Biden, yes.
Yeah.
Two with Trump and then a Biden one.
Two Trumps and one Biden.
That's what I believe. Now
I like things exactly in even right. numbers, so Biden, get it done.
Sorry, Mitch.
Texas says, just because Mitch win doesn't mean those girls lost because they passed on Mitch. Let's call it a wash.
That's fine. We can call it a wash.
Mitch could have been a terrific husband.
Texas says, in high school, someone put a penis on my car during my baseball game. I would imagine this is a picture. My parents saw it before I did.
What a great joke.
Texas says, Mitch is twisting himself up. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
He is. He very much is. This has been a very Mitch segment.
My Texas friends would also, segment. Like, put track. Like, I was the only one of our friends who drove a truck, shockingly, in Callaway County.
Huh. That is shocking.
So, like, and they all would, like, they were all baseball players. So they get done with school first. They'd all, like, throw trash in the back of my truck. And one time, one of my friends, like, somehow broke into my truck and, like, hid in the back. And, like, when I was getting ready to leave, legit just scared to where I almost pooped myself. Like, he just jumped up from the back. Like I thought I was getting, like, robbed.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a great joke, but, I mean, if you're on the other end of it, that's awful.
It was not fun at the time.
No.
let me ask you guys this. Do Louisville, and you might know this, Mitch, 437-968. We want to take a break here in a second. Is it going to be this a honk topic? Mm-hmm. Is this could be the summer of Donnie.
He's doing really Mitchell. Well right now, absolutely.
If they move on in the playoffs, you know, Jamal Murray's out with Denver. I mean, quite frankly, outside of the Nets, they need to – I mean, they could still choke, okay?
Sure.
So I have no idea. But he could be in the finals averaging 30-some-odd points a game. If they don't win, you know, no one's going to beat him up too bad unless he pulls a Julius Randle.
Sure.
Do we know who's playing for Team USA?
Man,
Is Donovan Mitchell in consideration to play for Team USA? Because if he went to the finals and became a little bit more of a household name, mm-hmm. okay, because not everyone's watching the Jazz, and then he goes and balls out in the Olympics, which he is.
Yeah.
I mean, Team USA is going to ball out.
They're gonna be good.
How about that?
Yeah,
then he comes home and does a TBT.
Yeah, well, I think
does he want to team up with Shane Bohannon and Chris Jones?
I mean,
who do you start there? Is it Donovan Mitchell or Chris Jones?
Yeah, I think the last
battling Marshall alumni.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
You have a Marshall guy on your team. But anyways.
He's the greatest ever.
He is the greatest.
So I've heard. So I don't know. I mean, is it the summer of Donnie?
It's shaping up that way, especially if he gets things done in the playoffs the way he's doing right now. And then I just think the Jazz
are fraudulent. I think they have the Nuggets.
Well, I don't disagree.
But they're shaping up to have an easy path. They have the Nuggets who still don't have Jamal Murray. And I know they have Jokic, but you know.
Jamal Murray is a beast, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, Jamal Murray beat them last year.
Yeah.
Murray's the reason. Like, he out-dueled in some games Donovan Mitchell. Put this up at ESPN 680. Is it going to be the summer of Donnie or the summer of Booker at ESPN 680?
Ooh, oh, man.
Because that could be your Western Conference Finals.
That could be the Western Conference Finals. That'd be awesome.
I just don't know about Team USA if both of those guys are going to play. Because if Booker played, it would then, I mean, they're going to win the gold medal. It would be the summer of Booker.
Devin Booker. It could, yeah. Instead of the summer of Donnie, it could be the summer of Devin. I mean, Devin Booker, I mean, he had, 47 last night, closing out the Lakers, and basically, not basically, but he stole the show from LeBron.
Biscuit's going to be so upset, I can't believe it.
Not again.
I turn on Louisville radio when they bring up Devin Booker. This is why I'm going to Dennis.
He's talking about Donnie.
You understand me? You gas bags. Texas says Millennial Mitch. Texas says, how many dip cans did Mitch have in the back of the truck at one time?
A lot.
Texas says from the back.
I just can't imagine you're driving. You weren't driving where you just got in the car and they.
No, it was like right when I was about to leave our high school parking lot. Okay. He jumped out and scared me.
Texas says, did Mitch just say he could have given you the equipment?
I don't remember.
Yes.
He probably did.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll take a break.
Yeah, let's
we'll
do it.
We'll end the week.
The
you don't even know. You butchered it.
Have another Busch Light.
Go ahead. Take a drink. You butchered it. Quick break mixtape. It's coming up next. All right, guys. BJ Heating and Cooling. You need anything, you know they're on call. We've been telling you now for more than a year. Proud, you know, partners here. With the take on ESPN Louisville, they're on call 24/7, 365. Free estimates, upfront pricing that say exactly what you need. They're not trying to price gouge you. They'll help you out if you have that emergency. Your system, your unit goes out, it's going to be hot. You don't want that to happen. Plus, right now, if you need, you have that room that's difficult to cool down in the summer, a sunroom, whatever it may be, those Bryant mini splits are a quiet and efficient way to do just that. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory, authorized Bryant dealer. Again, 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. Find them out online, bjheatcool.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, oh, Coach O, will you be my daddy?
And James Strebel.
I have a father, but I'd like to be his friend.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
right, final segment here. We get you into the weekend. Inside Churchill Downs is coming up next. Reminder, Reds tonight at 7:45. 93.9 will have a little NBA, Clippers and Mavericks tonight. We have Lou City coming up on Sunday. The Belmont Stakes on Saturday right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. So we are locked and loaded this weekend. And that NBA schedule's ever for me. So we're adding games Saturday, Sunday, and everything. I mean, we'll have games pretty much every night now as the NBA playoffs are picking up. All right, so, Mitch, we can give you a minute here to get set up. The mixtape, we do it every week. It's funny sound from the week that was. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. They can help you today. Like they've helped out many guys in the area, 690-2800, 502-690-2800, or online at hightowermens.com. Mitch, if you're ready, let's hit the open and let's get it going.
That wasn't a minute.
Are you not ready?
No, I need like 7 seconds.
Okay. Like 7 seconds.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anyway, so there you go. Well, no, I'm not gonna. We're gonna sit here ready to go. Streeble's upset. Is that a Weezer shirt, by the way,
or is it Van Halen?
Yeah, they're overrated.
Yeah, why?
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, Mitch, let's get it going. A few minutes behind, what is the first sound you present the audience today on the mixtape?
Some national media members agreed with you on Louisville football last year.
Yeah.
Well, it's
I know. Like it was only a look.
It's only a matter of time. You see what he's about to say there?
No, it's only a matter of time before people really look and see how many close losses they had. They were an unlucky team.
Well, let me
say
this.
That's what the numbers say. They were an unlucky team, and they were better than their record last year.
He's right, but you got some national media guys. David Hale on the take with Sweeney and Strebel.
They could be bad this year. I don't know. Whoa. But last year, they were snake-bitten.
Yes!
And I know, maybe it's just I'm snake-bitten by this demon or something.
Oh no!
It's nice now. It's got to be nice now to be able to actually, touch something, be able to, help someone's injury in person.
Caught himself.
I don't know, but it happens.
Does it?
Well, in my mind, while I'm doing it, I think it's better, but it doesn't mean that it's true.
He's worked out a lot of guys, yeah. Patrick.
Keep it locked with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
Win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
The first place Chicago Cubs.
Mitch, you'd have loved this. I looked in today. Process was running the board. And Issel had his feet just propped up on the desk.
Damn right he did.
I loved it. I should have taken a picture
of
it.
You have Tubby on, you just put your feet up on the desk, and you let my man talk.
You let Tubby do what Tubby does. He was on the golf course, wasn't he? I think that's what he said.
Yeah. Dan Issel told a great story, and I'm kind of upset we didn't
much
get
like
to
the
it
last
today.
4 years of his tenure at Kentucky. What's that, Mitch?
Okay.
Keep him coming.
Looks better on the tube, in
you
my
gotta,
opinion.
You got to rile up
for
the
EKU,
people.
Say 75%. That's all I'm going
to
say.
EKU might be 100%. This might get EKU to a sellout by allowing a sellout to happen.
I wish I had your optimism, but look,
could,
I think people
it's a primetime game. It's perfect. It's a perfect situation to be in.
That had noon written all over it. As soon as I saw the ACC Network Plus right there.
If Louisville sells out the EKU game, I will streak on the field.
Done.
Done. 5:41.
There we go.
You better not back out.
Yep.
It's good for
apparently
your radio.
I have it out for the New York Mets, and I would like for them not to succeed.
Wow.
They put out a picture yesterday. Noah Locke is a good looking dude. Like
he's bigger than I thought.
Yeah. And I mean, my masculinity, everything, whatever, whatever you want to call it, he's a good looking dude, man. Ellis hangs with Little Boozy. Dude is going to be a savage. That's a good point, Texter.
Good to hear that. McManus, excited about
McManus.
McManus, excited about his style of play.
Crumbs didn't know his name?
Of course Crumbs didn't know. Process goes, did you hear Crumbs not know his name? I'm like, Crumbs is, he's got it like a life.
Yeah.
Crumbs Revenge has a nanny.
He has a nanny? You're
damn right he does.
Wow, okay, Crumbs. I didn't know
how about
that?
That's what you need. You need a nanny.
No, I don't need a nanny.
Yeah, you do.
No, no nannies.
Mitch, Jack Grossman, who dropped lettuce, bent over in front of me, and I saw the butt crack yet again today. I hope it's all over his face.
There is a deafening silence coming out of U of L. And that's why I don't think Kenny Klein is calling any shots over there.
In terms of what?
Well, just about explanations about the AD regularly facing the media, how long did it take Mac before he found
out? Well, Mac took forever, and I was beating that drum, but I guess we know now why.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to set the record straight. No, I think you were saying, hey, there should be answers, and you know, I need to get Coach Mac on the show. I've never turned down an interview from you, Mark. And, you know, I don't know each other very well, but I'm always open.
Mitch, how's that not the sound of the week?
It is.
Is Diener okay? When we get to Diener American Pharoah, Mitch, is it going to be possible? I'd love to just line them up also at the end. It doesn't matter. Keep them coming. I got to quit talking.
Hello.
It's on Pratt. Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I hope we get them resolved.
Can you hear me now, Michael?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can. I can. I think we're good.
All right, so I'm just going to talk on air so I can talk to both of you guys at once. Mike's having a bit of delay, so I'm going to have him drop off again real quick while he does that. If Dan, you just want to fill some space here and keep talking, we can try to get this squared away quickly.
Okay. If Mike's off, you and I can talk about our Chicago Cubs.
I hope people find that funny as I do.
Great. It's just great.
Let's talk Cubs.
Apparently, I haven't.
You know, it's got legs, Dick. Oh. Do you know what whoop that trick is?
No.
Me neither.
Cerebral's wearing a UK2K shirt. Do you think he knows what that means?
I thought that was the worst Kentucky basketball team I have ever seen.
Yeah. It definitely was the one for me, for sure.
But Cal Perry doesn't seem like he's getting that much heat from anybody.
He went one direction, you know, and attacked the Corona Bros and all that.
Whoa. And what are you wearing? What's your shirt say? Go text a picture of your shirt, tough guy.
Mine's just a black shirt.
No, this person on the, not you, this person on the text. He's wearing a dragon shirt. Yeah, bleep off. What are you wearing? Text a picture of your shirt. Go ahead. Let's see it. I'm sure it's awesome. I'm sure you're wearing
everyone Armani.
Supreme and Gucci. Armani. It's all you wear is Gucci, Supreme. You probably got a Walmart shirt on, bro. $2 off the rack. But yeah, that LSU job, it's got Louisville fans a little jittery right now.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I saw it on Twitter today.
No,
yes, it does.
They're not in the Card Chronicle, Andy.
I saw that in the comment section.
Oh,
yeah.
You're in the comment section of, really?
Yeah.
You're doing that?
I just read
still?
Them. I don't comment. I just
how,
read it.
How many more years are you going to do that?
I don't like, you're, comment you're, on you're, it.
You're
I just
getting,
read it.
Yeah, but you're getting close to 40. Like, at one point, are you going to walk away from the comment section?
Never.
Okay.
You do the Louisville fan thing for Louisville football. You don't do it for basketball. You don't do it with baseball.
I don't think I do the Louisville fan thing at all.
Okay.
I keep getting told by the text line I'm not a true Louisville fan.
I think you are a big-time Louisville football fan. I just wanted to know, like, where's the genesis of that? Like, why? And you explained it. That's fine. I wasn't trying to put you in a bad spot or put you in a bad mood.
Strieble, I didn't know who Denny Crum was 4 years ago.
Okay. All right.
That's on a shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't know who Denny Crum was 4 years ago. Keep him coming on ESPN 680.
That was my response. I was like, let's get to the touching. Every time we
I know.
Miss.
Isn't this
Let's
so
get
funny.
To the touching.
We have people in this nation that will storm our capital. What makes you think sports is going to be immune from that mentality?
Oh, I miss him. So
great. I was just going to try to slip that through.
You know what's sad about Coach Coop, who I like a great deal? He's given Louisville fans ammo. It's moved Court Dennison out of the way. That's made me sad. That was Court.
Worst mistake he ever made was coming to Louisville.
Oh, don't. This is recycled.
It may be recycled.
It's so
but
recycled.
It's even more apparent now that Coach Coop, who no one knows anything about, text in what you know about Coach Coop. At least with Court Dennison, we knew who he was. No one knows this Coach Coop guy. And Satterfield chose anonymous Coach Coop. Kick you out of the way. I got a dude from Oregon, but we'd rather have Coach Coop be the face of the program. Y'all are bums.
Oh, boy. Satterfield's
a bum.
That got you going. Look at how that got
because it's like they have no idea what they're – it's like, yeah, you're right, Steve. What you're saying is correct, but for all the wrong reasons. Not for the reasons that you think. For all the reasons that you hate. The recruiting's better. The players are better. The records are better. Our players actually want to go to bowl games, not quit.
Man, look at you.
Heavy-handed there.
You got rolling.
I did.
You got rolling. Yeah. Keep them coming on the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday.
Oh. You got me there. Let's go set. L's up. Flyville.
When you got the credential and you've got the access, you got to act up. It is what it is. But anyway, so we're driving around the track, and I'm having a hell of a time, and all of a sudden, man, I see probably the nicest car I've seen in a long time. I think it was a Lotus. And I look over, and guess who it is? It's Juan Pablo Montoya. And y'all, he couldn't have been driving this uglier, puke orange-colored car. So there it is. You know, the brand is the brand. Not only is Juan Pablo Montoya kind of a jerk, he also drives an ugly car. So how about that? Somebody asked me about Juan Pablo Montoya. Stay away from him. He hasn't been quick all month. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. And you guys are going to have Juan Pablo Montoya. It's another story for another day. But anyways.
Just this unabashed hate for Juan Pablo Montoya.
A guy that no one cares about. And I have no opinion on. None.
It's like Dieter's hate for that one jockey. Who is it? Castellanos?
Javier Castellano.
It's just odd.
Keep him coming.
Like you touch it once and it gets everywhere. It's terrible. I don't like getting it on my hands. It bugs me.
If you're wondering where are those NASCAR picks at, Pat, give me them picks. Pat, give me them picks. Sounds like Drew Diener, the VP. Oh, sorry there, boss.
We can go Monday. I'm sorry I didn't text you guys that we were going to go Monday. Well, we went Monday.
You sound like you're choking right now. I am. Are you okay? What are you choking on?
My own, breath.
There's a lot of people saying, would you let Coach O come over?
No.
Play with
no,
the mitts.
No,
I mean, I can't tell you how many times that's been texted.
Yes, I can imagine.
You can't imagine.
Many, many times.
Many times.
And as much as I like him and think he's great, that would not take place. That's a hard no
for me. Just right there.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
You think you would have a fetish that women would find attractive?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, there are women that like bigger guys.
They like bigger guys.
My wife's one of them.
Like, if you were...
But it looks like... I mean, it's a smart thing to do, especially with big men. You got to take it slow.
Well, yeah, I had one piece upside down that was not able to screw on correctly. Once I found out, and she walked me through it, that I had this piece upside down, it was a little bit easier.
So yeah, it's a six... I almost had a 6-inch difference.
You know, and I've been to a Bats game, which I enjoyed going down there. So just, you know, taking a lot of naps.
She was the woman who screamed in the shower.
How do you get rid of butt cheek cramps, do you think? I don't know, Mark. I mean, is it the new trainer's job to, you know, do like a little chop suey on those things? What do you do?
Mark, I don't know. And I'm not going down that road.
You don't know?
No.
Maybe we should ask Clemson. They're into the butt stuff.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away.
Welcome back to Trading Paint, Kentuckiana's home for everything motorsports on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's your host, Pat Jaggers.
Oh, that's right. It's hour two of Trading Paint here on 93.9 The Ville. If you're wondering why the hell we're listening to Dua Lipa to start the 9 o'clock hour, well, that's because we did already go an extra hour today.
The star.
I'm glad you guys found that funny.
Of course, the music, the liner, the music,
the music,
the liner,
the liner, and also mispronouncing the name. It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Your joy is infectious.
So now I'm rooting for the Hawks. I tell you right now, I am going to be such a Hawk fan tonight. You will not believe it. I'm going to be a Hawk. First off, I'm mad we didn't get Thibodeau. Secondly, the guard never treated me that way. And thirdly, the Hawks are the underdog anyway. Plus, I don't like the spitting on Young. So I will root like hell tonight to the Hawks. I'll have a gummy, and I will root like a gummy and a cocktail and a ravioli, which I didn't eat last night because I played tennis. And I will sit there, and I will root every freaking basket. The fat guy wants to bet the over, I'm going to pass.
Yes, man. I love that.
Ravioli because I played tennis is the greatest line of the week. Keep them coming on ESPN 680-1057. There is a man.
Okay.
He's in a football stadium.
Oh, boy. All right.
He's jacked. He's yoked.
He's yoked.
Especially for his position.
Oh, boy.
And he's slinging.
Oh, he's slinging.
He's slinging it.
Okay.
You ready for that?
I'm ready for that.
Look at this.
Yeah, okay.
React.
Oh, man. Is that Will Levis? Damn. Look at this dude. Holy bleep.
Slinging it.
He's slinging it.
You want to watch it again?
Look at those muscles.
Watch it again. Look at that. Boom.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You pegged me pretty well.
I got this. Can I get my... well, wait.
You know what? That was his... That was a massive veto.
That was. I was rubbing off on you.
So you always took it easy on me. You put his arm around me, gave me a pat on the butt, the whole deal. You know, he looked after me.
So now I have no interest in being the next Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, baby. Back to back right there. Mike Pratt, Jared Stillman, do better radio than that at 5:54.
Amazing.
I can't give you, Mitch can't give you anything better than that right there. Back
so you
to
always
back.
Took it easy on me. You put his arm around me, gave me a pat on the butt, the whole deal. You know, he looked after me.
So now I have no interest in being the next Rush Limbaugh.
So just good. That right there, wow. That Stillman ego is absolutely stunning. Keep him coming.
Chris Mack is the best coach in the state. I'm not moving off that. He has been boring for years. It's a stupid text, and you don't pay attention. Go watch Chris Mack be boring and talk about bull crap.
Because I'm pissed.
I'm going to kill Nick.
I tell you, Pat's a star this week. How much more optimistic do you want me to get? I was moaning.
Oh, gosh.
So that was,
Michael?
He was on with Luke and Mark yesterday. So.
I've enjoyed, even Brian last night. Brian Brown's interview with was it Mark Ennis?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting fired up for football.
We've been told, and we were told on the drive yesterday, and we'll get to this.
Chris Mack is going to be on with Ennis and Luke Hancock at 3:30. Worth mentioning, Chris Mack will be on with Luke and Ennis this afternoon. I had just heard the Chris Mack interview that Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock did.
Yep. I've been waiting for this all
two again. Chris Mack was on yesterday. We've got to get into some of what he had to say with Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock. Chris Mack was very upbeat, very, very good with Ennis and Luke Hancock yesterday. And that's where, you know, what Mack was talking about yesterday with Ennis. I mean, Chris Mack on yesterday with Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock.
You know, two-on-one scenario with Ennis and Luke in a conversation. And that was the thing that I took out of the press conference, the conversation with Ennis and Luke yesterday.
All right, Blake and Baker. Well, let's hear you tomorrow on the drive.
Oh my God, that was two great. On one. What an odd way to phrase that, Blank.
Sneaky good mixtape.
Yeah, it is. Keep them coming.
thought it was an airport handout. So,
there it is. the Billy chuckle.
I can't offer much advice other than I probably would have worn something different.
Done a good job of that.
Appreciate it, sir.
Well,
you need to know that the man across from me, James Strebel, is probably your biggest fan. Okay, Coach? You need to know that he is smiling ear to ear. Do you understand?
I'm happy, Coach, to talk to you. I got my UK hat on. I got a UK polo on.
Oh my God.
I came decked out for this interview today, Coach Antigua. Welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you so much. James, I can see you smiling through the phone like I am, brother.
Yeah, there we go, Coach. There we go.
And then when they get through the process of being refined, then they go out shining like diamonds. You see what I'm saying, James? They come out shining like you,
right,
my brother.
Do. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Coach. So great. Yes.
Wow. That's classic. Hey, yeah, you're giving me way, way too much credit for anything, brother. You know?
Oh, man. He does. You know what
I'm just a,
go ahead.
I'm just a small piece of a really good team you know, just try to do my part. That's all.
Oh, well, you do a great job, and we're so excited. I'm so excited that you're back, Coach. I like Chin Coleman, too. I love when Chin Coleman released that video where he's saying many, many, many championships. I got excited about that, too. I love you guys.
All right. Is there anything else you want to throw in, James? The text line's crushing you right now.
That's fine. They can crush me all they want. I'm happy. They can't steal my joy. Just like Calipari says, you can't steal my joy. I'm happy right now. Thanks for coming on, Coach, man. Well, this is a big deal for me. I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. The last time he acted like this is when we had Lynn Bowden on.
Yeah. Just so you know.
This is a big travels, Coach. We'll talk down the road, and thank you so much. Take care.
Appreciate you guys. James, my man.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, Coach. Yeah.
There we go. All right, thanks, Coach. Orlando Antigua. Look at you.
I want that as a ringtone. James, my man.
Ringtone?
Yeah. Every time someone texts me, James, my man, that's what I want. This might beat that. That was so cool. And he called me by name. It was cool. It was awesome.
He called me by name.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's the best you've ever been. You nailed that interview. You need to know that.
I appreciate you.
I can't. Yeah. I still can't believe you did any of that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's real sound.
Real too.
This, Mitch, this is a big deal to me. Has to be on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Strebel telling Orlando Antigua, thanks over and over again, and this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. I'm delirious.
Boo hoo. I mean, this is why we do L's down. This is why we do it.
I don't know if it's real.
I don't know if it's real either, but I would think it's real.
I just don't know if it's real.
You know what? I'm gonna believe in my heart that it's real because Louisville fans, this is why we do L's down. Because crybaby Satterfield, L's down, Mark Stoops. And this is your fan base. You want to stop doing L's down? Beat Kentucky. Win. Do something.
They beat them in basketball this year.
And they still get L's down. They beat them one out of the last 10 years or whatever it was. But you want to stop doing L's down. A, win some damn games against Kentucky. B, quit crying about it. Quit crying. It's a hand gesture. Do you cry every time someone flips you the bird? Oh, he flipped me the bird. He gave me the bird. I mean, get over yourselves. I'm not going to this restaurant because it has a sticker and it hurts my feelings. And there's Louisville graduates who are with me. And you know what? We're going to call Vince Tyrant and have your restaurant shut down. You know how petty and sad you sound? Like a baby. Quit crying about L's down. I'm going to keep doing it.
But I think, you know, self-care and self-awareness, I think, is really important.
Oh, man.
He's always available, and he's the most likable guy out there. But was he, you know, charming us up front and stealing our wallet while we're talking to him? I don't know. It's a minimum 2-year ban. And the wording in the Churchill Downs press release was devastating. They just killed the sport's biggest star, and there's no number two to take the mantle. I have no one to take the mantle. Todd Pletcher and his boring ass are not taking the mantle.
I love U of L. Yeah. So what?
All right, we'll play these sound of the weeks back to back and get out of here.
All right, sound of the week back to back. Thank you to the Hightower Men's Clinic again, 690-2800. Darren Rogers and the crew in next for Inside Churchill Downs. Back at it on Monday.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to set the record straight. You know, I think you were saying, hey, there should be answers, and you know, I need to get Coach Mack on the show. I've never turned down an interview from you, Mark. And, you know, I don't know each other very well, but I'm always open.
Yeah. My son loved Pharaoh. It was one of the first sports stories he got into. I don't want to think American Pharaoh is now Mark McGuire.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.